We're reading from Zohar for All, Bereshit, Genesis, article, The Separating and Connecting Firmament, item 368. You can download the book from Kabbalah Books, and you can ask questions at kab.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Well, we spoke a lot about intentions. All that we can achieve, we achieve by reading the origins of Kabbalah. Bala Sulam explaining the introduction to Tas, that this is the strongest mean, that through our longing for correction, we will come, let's come through that means, the light that reforms. However, our longing for the connection, for the unity, must be ready for usage, meaning for realization that we want to connect. We must do that. We have to feel to what extent we are in it or we are not. The students of Rabbi Shimon, I reveal the fire of hatred between them. It's a very high degree of scrutinizing the evil, so that later on, by their studying, they attracted the lights that correct that evil. Hence, they were revealing the Zohar, the upper light. We are not revealing neither good nor bad. We're just hearing that we need to connect. All right, we'll discover it. We don't feel correspondingly hatred or dislikeness towards it. On the contrary, some warmth and attraction towards it. Let's hope it will come up, but we need to attempt. And the upper light that work, even on the smaller attempt, even the most mechanical attempt, nevertheless changing us. If we will not do even the smallest state, nothing will change. We must perform the smallest, even in a question that I cannot even move the fingers. What are the doctors saying? You can't move the leg, it's paralyzed. So constantly think that you are moving it. Think you can move it in the thought, right? You know it. And then through the thought, the person awakened the mechanism that eventually would move your paralyzed leg. And this is how it works. So we must do that. There are also such incidents where people who were shackled and were not able to do exercises and had the sarcopenia, then they made such actions within the body as if stretching themselves and holding themselves, although as if degenerating. Meaning, doesn't matter what degree you can do action of hibu, of connection, which we are talking about, think about it constantly. Even if there is, it tastes like grass, like cardboard. Nevertheless, by that you are holding on to the truth. And then correspondingly, to some extent, the Zohar works upon us. If you not think about it, then you not think about it, then the Zohar doesn't work. You just count pages, please.
Item 368. The appearance of the upper firmament is as the appearance of the ice that has congealed, gathering within it all those waters that are poured over it. Thus, the upper firmament gathers over it all those waters and divides between the upper water and the lower water, as it is written, and over the heads of the animals was an image of the firmament like the terrible ice. This is the upper firmament, which, as it descends from Pedi Arichanpin and raises all the lights of Abia to Rosh Arichanpin, it becomes like the terrible ice, unable to illuminate for lack of chasadim, which are in the Rosh of Arich Anpin. By that it divides there between upper water and lower water, because the gal, upper water, can receive chokhmah without chasadim, but the zat, the lower water, cannot illuminate without chasadim. they freeze and they become ice. That firmament gathers all the degrees, which are Abba ve'Ima, Yeshsut, and Zon de Atzilut, and raises them to Rosh Arich Anpin. Then, all the Bechinot of Zat, which cannot receive Chochmah without Chasadim, freeze, and it divides between the upper water and the lower water, dividing between Gal, upper water, which can illuminate in Chochmah without Chasadim, and Zat, bottom water, which cannot illuminate without Chasadim. It is written, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water. The firmament is in the middle of the water is the middle firmament in Chazeh de Arich Anpin. This seemingly means that the first firmament is that middle firmament. However, he says that it is not so. Rather, let there be is written before the firmament here, since it is written, let there be a firmament, indicating that the firmament that was made of the first firmament is the one standing in the middle of the water. But the first firmament stands over the heads of the animals, over Chagat the Arich Anpin, and not in the middle of the water, which is between Chagat and Nehi. The words, let there be, said in the work of creation, always indicate a Yud that entered the light, Yud K, Abba Ve'ima, becoming Avir, air. It is so because a Siyum was made under Keter Chochma de Abba Ve'ima, and that Siyum is called the middle firmament, standing at Chazeh de Arich Anpin. And their Bina and Zon fell below that firmament. Thus, that middle firmament is an offshoot that was made of the first firmament that stands at Pe de Arich Anpin, above Abba Ve'ima, on which the words, let there be, revolves. Indeed, the primary difference between the upper and lower water, that it took the bottom water outside the Gal, upper water, was made in the upper firmament in Pe de Arich Anpin. For it elicited Bina and Zon from Rosh de Arich Anpin, and Arich Anpin remained with only Keter Chochmah, which is the upper water. And Bina and Zon de Rosh became the bottom water and his Guf. However, up to the Chazeh, where Upper Ve'ima stand, no diminution is apparent there. And Abba Ve'ima is regarded as not having left the Rosh de Arich Anpin, and they are considered Gal. The full force of diminution of eliciting Bina from Rosh Arich Anpin to be considered a Guf without a Rosh begins only below Abba Ve'ima. In the middle firmament, at the place of Chazeh de Arich Anpin. Thus the force of diminution of the upper firmament appears only in the middle firmament. The firmament that was made of the first firmament is the one standing in the middle of the water. For this is the force of diminution in the middle firmament, which elicited the bottom water into becoming Vak without a Rosh. This extends and was made from the upper firmament, which could not be revealed in the firmament itself, because it is above Abba Ve'ima. Hence, it appeared in the middle firmament. Two principles are clarified here. One, the force that divides water from water, that is in the firmament, which is made during Katnut of the degrees, is made only through the middle firmament at the place of Chazeh. Two, the force that unites the bottom water with the upper one which extends Gara to all the degrees, was made only by the upper firmament, standing at Pede Arich Anpin, raising them to Rosh Arich Anpin.
What we are reading now is we are reading about the connection between us. There's nothing else further to scrutinize in the wisdom of Kabbalah other than Yichud, the unity of the Creator, the unity of the Kelim. It's one of the same. It should be equal value according to the equivalence of form. So each and every word, pretty much in the wisdom of Kabbalah, or in general what person speaks, what he express and feel and understand, the general desire that is that was created, what can he describe, imagine to himself? Well, only how can he reach fulfillment? His whole thoughts are about that, due to the desire. And the only desire is for that. Hence, all we can invent, extract, to reveal, to write and tell, doesn't matter what. These are all how the Kelim are filled up. In total, this is the whole of reality. This is the life of the desire to receive the Creator has created. Hence here, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, what's the difference between it and the other wisdoms? Is that it aims the person specifically to the goal in a direct manner, and constantly provide him with support. So that if he aims at reaching what's written there, he has support, he has illuminations. And by reading physics or chemistry, it isn't because they didn't write the other wisdoms of Kabbalists. Rather, Kabbalists did not write all those wisdoms. Hence there's no hidden light in it. And it only exists in these writings. However, when we're going to find the unity in the group, this is what we discover. The Kelim that are bonding and revealing the light through the revelation of the Creator. Hence, what we are doing now is also exercises of connection. And if we are intending for it and we think about it, it works. Do you have something?
In letter 155, Bala Sulam writes that also at the time that one lacks the vessels, at the time that a man engages in his wisdom and mentions the names of the lights and the vessels that are related to his soul, then immediately they illuminate upon him to a certain extent. However, they shine upon him without clothing in the internality of his soul because he lacks the qualified kelim for receiving them. Indeed, the illumination that he receives time and again while engaging draw upon him grace from above and give him an abundance of sanctity and purity that draw a person to closer to reaching his perfection.
Yeah, shorten up the way, please.
Item 369.1. There is a membrane in the middle of a man's intestines which stops between them from below upward, stopping between the intestines, the feeding organs, and the vital organs, the heart and the lungs, which is called the liver's court. The membrane begins opposite a person's tabur, navel, and stretches from below upward, diagonally through his chazeh, chest, drawing vitality from the vital organs above the chazeh, and giving to the feeding organs below the chazeh. Likewise, that membrane in the middle of the guf body, the Arich Anpin, extends from opposite the tabur, the Arich Anpin, through his chazeh, and stands above the animals below. Above the Sfirot Nehim, lower animals, dividing between upper water, Chagat, and lower water, Nehi.
Where Abanim are clothed, above and below the Chazeh. And down to the Tabu, below the Chazeh is Ishut. Meaning, also all those names, Abanim, Ishut, above Chazeh and below Chazeh, it is all the intent, the intensity of the chibur between us. This is how it is interpreted or become clearer, well, by the sages.
Cesar from Brazil asks, how can I distinguish between the knowledge that I receive while reading the Zohar and the intention that I try to achieve through the connection with the friends?
I didn't understand. Again?
How can I separate the knowledge that I receive while reading the Zohar?
What knowledge? What knowledge does he have here? We have no knowledge from anything in the wisdom of Kabbalah at all. The fact we know how to say names, what do we get from those names? Oh, I remember that Abanim are there, stood there, and they ascend, affect them, and as if I, his own, arise, and this and that. These are just words for something that is unrealistic. Rather, we need to long to reach such intensity of connection between us so that all the actions we are reading about, we will know them practically upon ourselves. This is what is called that the Torah is closed within men. And for us to receive the same shape, as same figure as the Patsufim, this and Ibui, Nika, Mochein, three lines, these are forms of connection between us, whereby these forms we create, we stabilizing the whole Kli, we connect them from hatred and distance to love and connection, and accordingly the inner light is revealed. Otherwise, what does it mean that he studied? This is what it means, studying of Torah. Studying of Torah is the attainment of the Creator. Torah means the light in it reforms. And just like that, if he isn't intended for it, he doesn't study Torah, he study wisdom. It's just completely empty. He may as well go and study physics. At least maybe he will earn something in this world, or will know something better. Well, study about the realities in. If he's not intended to come to the upper reality, the spiritual reality, why is he reading about it? It's just something abstract and unnecessary and only bring about a confusion. Hence, Kabbalists, until the time of the general realization has arrived, they didn't allow the wisdom of Kabbalah to be revealed. What for? Just for you to learn theory? Something that is not in your hands, in your reach. Rather, when the kelim from inside will be stewing by the inclusion in exile and come to a state where the world become round and must have a connection, then the system is revealed in order for you to realize it in a beneficial fashion, in a useful fashion. Hence, there's a complete prohibition to study Torah, unless for the sake of correction. So what are you studying for? It already in that state called the potion of death instead of potion of life. That's what explained in the article about the bat and the rooster. You intend for the light, but for you the darkness is light. You learn a few pages and that's it. Yes.
Leon from Winnipeg asks, you said that a person who is paralyzed operates his organ through thought. What can I do in order to connect? I don't know what mechanism to operate.
We will try during the workshops to show him the path, the way. Let's continue.
Article, these waters conceived and begot darkness. 369, 2. These waters conceived and begot darkness. It is written about it, and the veil should divide for you between the holy and the holy of holies. Since once the upper firmament in the Pe of Arichanpin descends and raises all the degrees to Rosh de Arichanpin, where there is Chochmah without Chasadim, it becomes dark and frozen in all the Bechinot of lower waters, Zat, that rose up there, for they cannot receive Chochmah without Chasadim. It is considered that the upper water, Gardi Arichanpin, conceived because the lower water that rose and were included in Gardi Arichanpin are regarded as an embryo in its mother's intestines, as they are a foreign body there, like the embryo, which is a foreign body included in its mother's body. However, they begot darkness. Even after the upper water gave the Mochin de Chochmah to the lower water, they were born and came out in darkness and freezing, because the lower water cannot receive the great light of Rosh de Arichanpin without Chasadim, as it is written, "The veil shall divide for you between the holy and the holy of holies." It is so because the veil, the upper firmament in Peh de Arich Anpin, which divides between Gar de Arich Anpin, the Holy of Holies, upper water, and Zad de Arich Anpin, the lower water, is holy, since the upper water, Gar, the Holy of Holies, can receive Chochmah without Chasadim, but the lower water, Zat, holy, cannot receive Chochmah without Chasadim, and become darkness. It follows that the veil divides between the holy and the holy of holies.
From here we can already imagine something. What is to be above and below the parochet, the screen, holy of holies, etc. These are degrees. Only degrees. To extend that it scares off all these characters and everything become the intensity of the connection and consequently the result of the connection. Or chasadim or chokhmah that receive the chokhmah. Yes.
It is written, who lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, he makes the clouds his chariots. He walks upon the wings of the wind. In the waters means the uppermost water, Abba Ve'ima, Gar Debina, with which he corrected the house, Nukva Dezeranpin, as it is written, in wisdom shall a house be built, and in understanding shall it be established. Here the Zohar explains the text, who lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, as the order of felicitation of Mochin in 3 points, Cholam Shuruk Chirik, who lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, indicates the point of Cholam, Mi, which remained in a degree, which receives from Gar Debina. In that regard, he brings the verse, in wisdom shall a house be built, to indicate that the Chochmah, wisdom, illuminates in the house, Nukva, only by extended chasadim from Gar Debina, Abba Ve'ima, Mi, the point of Cholam. Also he explains the verse, he makes the clouds his chariots, in relation to the point of Shuruk, and he walks upon the wings of the wind, in relation to the point of Chirik. He makes the clouds his chariots, the word Avim, clouds, divides into two, Av, cloud thick, or Ab, Yam, sea, or Mi. Ab is the darkness of the left, standing by that Yam. The verse, he makes the clouds his chariots, indicates the Mochin of the point of Shuruk, which illuminate in the left, in darkness and freezing. This is why they are implied in the word Ab, of Avim. It is known that these Mochin are received only by Nukva de Zeranpin, which is then called Yam, sea. Hence the verse attaches this mochin to the word Yam, which is the name of the Nukva, when she receives this mochin from the left. He walks upon the wings of the wind, is the wind of the upper temple. It is as written, two cherubim of gold. The words, he walks upon the wings of the wind, point to the level of Chasadim emerging on the Masach of the point of Chirik, uniting the two points Cholam and Shuruk with one another, because wings is a Masach. The wind is the quality of the light that emerges on that Masach. The level of Chasadim extending from the upper temple, upper above Ima. This is the two cherubim of gold, Zon. Since he walks on the wings of the wind, points to the male cherub, Zeranpin, whose illumination is covered Chasadim. In the words, he makes the clouds his chariots, point to the cherub Nukva the Zeranpin, illuminating in illumination of Chochmah. It is written, and he rode upon a cherub and flew, and he sped upon the wings of the wind.
Chibur, chibur, do not let go, yes?
First, he rode upon a cherub, the Nukva cherub, Av Yam. Afterwards, he sped on the wings of the wind, the male cherub, at the level of Chasadim, revealed on the Masach de Chirik. Until it awoke, he was not seen in it, because until the illumination of Chasadim of the male cherub awoke, as it is written, and he sped upon the wings of the wind, the Merkava, the chariot, was not revealed in a female cherub, as it is written, and he rode upon a cherub and flew. For the female's illumination of Chochmah, the point of Shuruk, cannot illuminate before it is clothed in a clothing of illumination of Chasadim from the point of Chirik.
Yes. Asaf, come on. Pass him the mic.
Is it possible that there is some similarity between the way I should listen to the words of the Zohar and the words I should listen to the words of the friend in the workshop?
Possibly. Now I read Zohar. Now I want all these words, all these texts to see in the connection between us. What types of connection we are talking about? Because that's the only thing we are talking about. Above, below, more or less, some different manners, only that. And some constantly longing in all those sentences to see what are the forms of connections. It's like Lego we want to, or cogwheels we want to put inside one another, so that we will all accumulate into one system. And the Zohar explained how to do that, and also how it should work in harmony and reciprocality and mutuality between one another. That's it. So, if you read each and every text like that, and no matter how much you understand it at all, you are longing for it to be revealed, not in the mind, rather to be revealed. This is what is considered the studying of the Torah. Only in such way, in a desire, emotionally. And we're moving to the next part.
Moving to the next part of the lesson from the Taz.